Svi Lieberman, Pashas, Nitzavim.
There's a pasuk in the end of this week's parasha. Hachayim v'amoves nosati lefanecha abroch v'aklola. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives us the choice that we can be zeicher to brocha, zeicher to chayim, and the Rebbeinu gives us advice over how to bechayil mantichi atu zarecho. Says Rashi, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't just give us the choice; he advises us how to make the choice. Like a person says to his son, the Rebbeinu wants us to have brocha. The Rebbeinu wants us to have chayim. The Rebbeinu wants us to have atzlocha. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives us a choice, but he tells us and he helps us how to decide in order that we should be zeicher to lots of brocha. So there are many ways the way a person can be zeicher to an abundance of brocha. We just need to follow the advice of the psukim and to follow the advice of Chazal. So I'd like to focus on one way of being zeicher to brocha, which is merumas in last week's sedra. The pasuk says in the brochas, Yitzav Hashem itcho es habrocha ba'asamecho. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will command we should get brocha ba'asamecho. What does Basamecha mean? So the Talmud says already, Oisamecha by Tzoroch in your oitzus. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam commands that we should be zeicher to brocha in our oitzus. So the Gemara says in Bometzia, Membeis, and the Gemara in Tanis Davches, the Gemara brings Omer Rav Yitzchok. Ein habrocha mitzuyo el bedova hasomu min ha'ayin. Where do you find brocha? Bedova hasomu min ha'ayin. Something which is not seen, blind from the eyes. Shenema has Yitzav Hashem is itcha as a brocha basamecho. Then the Gemara brings a second Chazal, Tona Devei Bishmol, Ein a brocha mitzuya el bedova she'ein ha'ayin she'letzes boy. A similar lotion. Where do we find brocha? Something which ein ha'ayin she'letzes boy, which the eye hasn't got control over it, the eye doesn't bite it, the eye doesn't see it, shenema, yitzav Hashem itchaz abrocha basamecho. So the Mashor in Bometzir points out and says, is there any machlokes between the two Mandarim? Says Mashor, no, they're both saying the same thing. They're both telling me that hidden things are zoicha to brocha, and revealed things are not zoicha to brocha. Mashor said the machlokes is how to find in the posik. The first Mandarim Rav Yitzchok, Dashan Asamecha, Loshon of blind, Somu Minayin. And the second man, Doma, learns Asamecha, Loshon of Oitzer. And Oitzer is generally a hidden stock of Schoira, so Asamecha is Loshon Oitzer. Says Mashor, why is it that Brocha only comes about from something which is hidden from the eye? Says Mashor, because of Ein Hora, something which is visible. Ein Hora is a power which spoils the brocha from taking place. Ein hara causes the opposite of brocha. So you have to make sure there's no ein hara. That's you have to make sure that it's not a oitzer which is visible. So the oitzer has to be covered to a certain extent. That's how you zeicher to brocha, where there's no ein hara which interferes. But the Rif in Ein Yaakov says no. It says mashma that there is a machlokes. Because Rashi says in Tanis, what's type somu min ha'ayin? Says Rashi, three words. She'einoi yodea haschum. He doesn't know the amount in the oitzer. Says Ein Yaakov, so there is a slight difference between the two mandamim. The first Madoma says, what is the way to be zoicha to brocha? And what interferes with brocha? It must be somu mina ayin. It must be that you don't know how much is there. It doesn't matter you can see it. It doesn't matter you can notice it. As long as you don't know how much is there, she'eino yedea haschum, then you get brocha. So if you don't know the schum, even if it's visible, then you get brocha. If you do know the amount, even though it's not noticeable, you won't be zoicha to brocha. What is the way to be zoicha to brocha is, when are you zoicha to brocha, is an oitza which you don't know how much is there. The second mandoma says, Einayin shel etzepoy, says the Rif and Ein Yaakov. He says, the decided fact is not whether you know the amount, it has to be hidden. A hidden oitza is zoicha to brocha, even if you know how much it is. But a oitza which you can see is not brocha. So therefore, there is a machlita to mandomim. What causes brocha or what interferes with brocha? According to the first mandoma, what interferes with brocha is knowing how much is there. And according to the second mandoma, what interferes with brocha is if it's visible. What is the machlikas? So the Farshim explain like this. The Mashal suggested one reason why a noticeable oitza is not zoicha to brocha is because of ayin hara. But Rabbeinu Bechaya, in the beginning of Parshas Kisiso, says another pshat. Rabbeinu Bechaya says one should know that the whole time we are zoicha to nisim. Everybody is receiving nisim from the Rabbeinu Shalem every day, hidden nisim. He says we should know that nisim ein lecha kol yochid ve'yochid b'Yisrael shelo ye'er loy b'chol yoim nisim nistorim bu'ein yedea. Everybody is a recipient of nisim from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Everybody has nisim daily from the Rabbeinu Shalom, hidden nisim, but we don't know. And he brings the Chazal ein balanes makib nisoy. So we're all recipients of nisim nistorim. And that's taka one of the reasons why the Mefarshim say, every day we say mizmor l'soidah. Every day we thank the Rabbeinu Shalom, we give a special mizmor, and the Ramah says one should say it b'ni'imus, one should say it with simcha mizmor l'soidah. Every person is a recipient of nisim every day. Nisim nistorim, hidden nisim. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, that's pshat in this Gemara. The reason why brocha is chal on hidden produce, hidden schoira, and not by revealed, he says, because we're zoicha, everybody gets nisim nistorim every day. But if it's a revealed nes, if it's a nes mefusim, ein kol odom zoicha le nes mefusim. But to be zoicha to nisim, which are notable, that you need extra special schusim. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, when a schoira is counted, for that to increase is a nes golu. It's a nes golu. Not everybody is zoicha to an open nes. If it's not noticeable clearly, it's not clearly known, for it to increase is a nes nista. The Rabbeinu Shalom makes nisim nistorim the whole time. So that's why a counted oitza does not get brocha, says Rabbeinu Bechaya. Because if it's counted, the increase will be a nes mefursim. And to be zoicha to nes mefursim, one needs extra special schusim. And to quote his words, ein kol odom zoicha nes mefursim. So we've got another pshat. Why is it that somu min ha'ayin is zoicha to brocha and counted not? Because we are generally only zoicha to a nes nista, but not a nes nigla. Oibazoi, that is the two mandorim, says the Rif. So it's beautiful, the Gemara is saying. Omer Rav Yitzchok, the first mandorim says, Eina brocha mitzu, eina dova somu min ha'ayin, says Rashi she'ein yedei eschum. It doesn't matter if you can see it or if you can't see it. That doesn't make the difference. The difference is whether you know the amount. If you know the amount, you're not zoicha to brocha. That's a nes golu. Nes golu, you need extra special schusim to be zoicha to that. But if it's not known amount, as Rashi says, eina dei eschum, then we're zoicha to brocha. Nes nista. Nes nista is something which the Rebbeinu Shem does the whole time. The whole time, every Yid is a recipient of nisim nistorim. So therefore, it doesn't matter, see or not see, as long as it's not a counted amount. The second man doma, Ton Rav Shmuel says, Eina brochman to elabadosha, Eina ein sheletis boy. He says, what's the deciding factor of brocha or lack of brocha? If the eye sees it, as Mashal says, there's a problem of ein hora. Ein hora interferes with brocha. So if it's ein sheletis boy, and if you don't know the schum, but ein hora is what interferes with brocha. So there's no ayin hara. If there's no ayin hara, that's where brocha comes in. So that is clearly, that's the pshat in the two man domim, what brings about brocha. Which man doma do we take on as the ikar man doma? The Gemara carries on. The Gemara talks about that if a person counts his kri, he's got his heap of tvua, and he counts his kri, says the Gemara, brocha doesn't arrive anymore. Kol zman he hasn't counted, there is brocha. And the Gemara finishes off. Lefisha ena brocha mitzuyo, loy bedova ashokul, veloy dova modud, ela bedova asomenayin. So the maskola of the Gemara is, you want to be zoicha to brocha, make sure it's somu minayin. What does somu minayin mean? That you don't know the amount. If you don't know the amount, that's where brocha comes in. So when the Gemara takes on the maskola, the ikar man doma is Rabbi Yitzchok. Nisim Nistorim, one can be Zoicha any time and any moment, one can be Zoicha to Nisim Nistorim. That's what Boshet tells to everybody. Ein lecho kol yochid v'yochid b'Yisroel, sholei er lo b'cholim Nisim Nistorim. Nisim Nistorim is something which every Yitz goes chus for, and the Boshet does that the whole time. So as long as we don't know the amount, it doesn't matter, people see. Ayin hara is not something which always happens. It depends, again, this person is jealous of you. The Samta, of course, is such an ayin hara, but that's not the main chashash. If it's somu min ayin, if it's not, and the amount is not known, one is zoicha to brocha, but if the amount is known, then you're not zoicha to brocha. And the Torah to Mima adds, even if you can estimate be'erach how much it is, it's still called somu min ayin. He says, a kri, there are people who can look at the haystack and estimate be'erach how many son it is, but it won't be precise, it could be a good estimate. That's still called somu min ayin. As long as it's not clearly known the schum, the Rabbeinu Shloilam increases it, the Rabbeinu Shloilam sends brocha, that's the cloud, the brocha is mitzuya bedova hasominayin. And the Gemara carries on, which can be quite a chizuk, the hemshach of the brocha, the hemshach of the Gemara. The Gemara carries on, Tona Rabbonon, hanichnas lomudas goronoi. If somebody goes to measure his goyen, he wants to measure, he's got this haystack, he's been thrown into his barn, storing up the tvor, and now he's got his pile of tvor, and now he goes to measure it. Says the Gemara, he should say, Yirotam Ufanecho, Hashem Elekeinu, Shetishla Brocha Masyedeinu. There's a special tefillah. Hashem, please send Brocha into my stocks. Says the Gemara further, his chilomud, not he's on the way, he's actually starting to measure it. Oime, Boruch Hashaleach Brocha Bikri Hazer. A new Brocha. A Boruch Hashaleach Broch Bekriyazeh, says Rashi. What's this brocha? Says Rashi, the brocha is Maskibo Malchus Vaskora Kachala Brochus Kolon. A new brocha. I don't know if anybody's seen or anybody's heard somebody making it. There's a brocha, Boruch Ato Hashem, Elekeinu Melech Oilom, with Shema Malchus Hashaleach Brocha Bekriyazeh. Murdik. And Hashaleach doesn't mean maybe. Hashem sends brocha, not generally, but kri hazeh. In this kri, I can make a brocha with Shema Malchus that the Rabbeinu Shloim is sending or has sent brocha in this kri, and I can make the brocha quite comfortably. Says the Gemara, Modet v'acha birich, to say the brocha after you've measured it, no, then it's too late. Once you've measured it, the brocha has stopped coming. How rate it for the shop? Because brocha doesn't come anymore. So state on Moedeki Gemara, a new brocha that you sort of guaranteed that we've got brocha, and we've got brocha in this creed that I can make a brocha Shema Malchus. And it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down in Simur Reish Lamed. The Mechaber brings down this halacha that a person can make the brocha, a Hashaleach brocha b'kri hazeh, and it's mashma with Shema Malchus. Just the Mishnah Berurah brings, there is a shtikla machlokes still about it. There is a machlokes. The Ritva says, B'shem the Ramban, The Tvos of Shein Rabban, it's only if a person is measuring it for Maisus. So if he's doing it for Maisus, by Maisus we got an Aftocha. There we go, Mufrush Apostle, Uba Kanuni no Bezois. You know, that I'll give you Brocha Ad Belidai. There is a clear Aftocha of the Rabbi Hashem. Then I can make a Brocha with Shema Malchus. But if I'm not measuring for Maisus, says the Mishnah Brua B'Shein Apoiskim, make the Brocha without Shema Malchus. Not don't make a Brocha, make it without Shema Malchus. So there is a Chumrah of the Mishnah Brua, which we can, the both sides of it are important to know. Number one, you can only make the Brocha with Shema Malchus if you're Hoyleich Lomut for Maisus, and Abchaim Kinieski Shlita, in his Sefer Shoyne Alochus, he says, so a person goes to his field, he's got the stocks of Tzvur there, and he taki goes for Maisus, make the Brocha with Shema Malchus. When you're about to measure it, make this Brocha Borucha to Hashem, Elekeinu Melech Ha'olam, Hashleach Brocha B'Kriyazeh. If you're not doing it for Maisus, then, says Mishbura, make the Brocha without Shema Malchus. Say, Boruch, you're still supposed to say it. Don't say nothing. Say it. Not because we haven't got the Haftoka. We've just got the school of the Gemara. The school of without the Haftoka. So then, don't make the Brocha with Shema Malchus. Make the Brocha without Shema Malchus. And it goes further. The tefillah beforehand, everybody holds you meant to say it. The tefillah beforehand, on the way, the person make a brocha, shetishlach brocha b'masideinu, that's for sure. You're supposed to be mispala for that. So the achronim asked, I saw Rabbi Falk speaks about riches in his abdomen, in his new chayle makz, the yoh chayle beis. He says, normally we're not even allowed to be mispalo for a maiseness. For miracles, for nisim, we're not meant to be mispalo for nisim. And that's why the in Simon Reish Lamed, Sif Aleph, the one Sif earlier in Simon Reish Lamed, it talks about if a person wants to be mispalel, that he should have a zocher, his ishto mabez, he wants a brocha shetelet ishti zocher, after 40 days, you're not allowed to daven that. Because once it's been decided, once it's ready kavua, whether it's meant to be a zocher and a kevo, to daven the shvi zocher is a wrong tefillah. You don't make a tefillah for nisim. So the question is, if you don't make a tefillah for nisim, you don't make a tefillah for nisim. So why do we, this tefillah is acceptable? Shalei tisha brocha mamashideinu. Is there a difference between switching over a zocho or a kevah to a zocho, or making a kri of 10 saw to turn it to 20 saw? It's both changes. So this one you can make, this tefillah you can make, and that tefillah you can't make. What's the difference? So he brings, Elmai, what do we see from here? That switching over from the kevah to zocho is not the regular hashkoch of the Rabbi Nishalim. It's not something which people are regularly zoichet to. For that you need special schusim. That's under the category of a nes, even though it's not nes golu, it's a nes nista. One doesn't know. It's under the category of nes nista. But it's a type of nes nista which is not a regular hanhoga from the Rabbi Nishalim. So if it's not the regular hanhoga of the Rabbi Nishalim, it's not meant to be mispala for mice and nisim. To increase, to get brocha in your kri hazeh, that's called a regular ashkocha from the Rabbi Nishalayim. That's a regular thing, and that's correct to daven for that. It's correct to daven, and it's correct to make a brocha without Shema Malchus on that. Because that's a regular ashkocha from the Rabbi Nishalayim, a stock of tvuah, which is not counted, where it's under the category of a nes nista, is something which the Rabbi Nishalayim does the whole time, and therefore, it's something you're meant to be mispala for that, and you're meant to make a brocha with assurance that Hashem has done it, just with Shema Malchus, that only if you do that for Roshes Maisus. The Chayodom goes a step further, and the Chayodom says it doesn't just apply to Tvur. You may think it only applies to Tvur, but it's got potential of growing, even the Tvur doesn't grow once it's cut off the floor. But you know, you may think Tvur, maybe it applies. But other types of Schoyer, maybe it doesn't apply. Says the Chayodim, no. The Chayodim, when he brings it down, he says, Huadin, Lemi, Shenichnas, Lachshoy, Schoyer, Shelchanusoy. Somebody's doing stock taking of a warehouse. He's got a warehouse, and he's got no idea how much is in there. He said, no, Jimmy, he knows he's got a warehouse full of schoira. And for some reason, doom stock taking, says the chayot is exactly the same halacha. But if on your way to do your stock taking, make this brocha, yirotzen shetishlach brocha b'chanus hazeh. Say the tefillah. Once you just start doing it, make a brocha. Baruch. If you're doing it for ma'aser purposes, then look, you can make the brocha. Baruch Hashem lekeinu melech hayom. Or if it's not for ma'aser purposes, we've got the psak of the Mishnah Berurah with Hashem and Malchus that Baruch Hashleach brocha bechanus hazeh. The brocha, the chayom says, adapt the brocha accordingly. Any sort of oitza, which is soma min ayin, where the amounts are not clear, I don't know exactly how much I've got. So there is brocha, and there is brocha, so therefore it's the correct thing to daven, and the correct thing to make a brocha, at least, without Shema Malchus, because you can be almost sure that there is going to be brocha, there's going to be increase. The Baal HaTurim says, in the end of Parashat Kiseitze, he makes a smichus on the posuk of Katzoyis Kapalis Sochus and Echo. Then he brings the next posuk, Doyil Chobachischo, says the Baal HaTurim, you should, as if read the posuk, Einecho Loyil Chobachischo. Don't look in your wallet. Einecho Loyil Chobachischo. Don't look in your wallet to count what's there. Says the Baal HaTurim, by looking in your wallet, you're interfering with brocha taking place. So Rabbi Falk Shlita writes, this under Haloch and Amaisa. If a person's got a wallet and he's got money, or any collection of schoy, it's all the same thing. If you don't need to count, of course, if you need to go to buy something, you need to know how much you got. But if you don't need to know, don't count. Cause man, you don't count, you'll be a recipient, almost guaranteed you'll be a recipient of brocha, it will increase. You'll never know by how much increase it, some women are in, you don't know the amount, it will increase. You won't know how, but it will increase. If you count it, you're interfering with the brocha. You're interfering that the brocha won't take the place anymore. Cause man, it's some women are in, she'en yodeas chum. You could be a recipient, almost sure recipient for brocha. Once it's not some women ayin, once you know the amount, so then you can't. Then you're interfering with a brocha taking place.
How often? Every week we go.
Anytime. It's irrelevant. Anytime. Kol's money, the Gemara says, Kol's money, it's somewhere, brocha is constantly coming there. Once it's somewhere, it stops. That's what he's stating Gemara. He said, that's all comes. Brought on the Shulchan Aruch. Kol's money, it's almost guaranteed that it will increase. You don't need to know how.
But you do every stock take every week, so you have to make a brocha.
Once you've done the stock take, you've interfered with the brocha. Once you've counted it, you've lost your power brocha anymore. As long as you don't know how much is there, then you are a recipient of brocha. So Ishtika Pasuk Kanos, he says it's halacha. A person must realize that is how the Rabbein Hashem is misnai with Klal Yisrael. And the Rabbein Avichai adds that is the reason why Chachomim told us this thing. And they will convey this brocha to teach you this idea, Shal Nisim Nistorim Heim B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim. That we should know that Nisim Nistorim take place every single day, along with this dova she'enoi monui umodut. Once it's monui, it's called an es mefusim, and you can't be zoich to broch anymore. As I state in Gemara, as I state to Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Hezbah Rabbeinu Bechaya explains. Rabbeinu Bechaya actually adds, which is a bit of a chiddush, which needs a bit of understanding, and that's how he comes into Parshas Kisisa. He says, for that reason, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Rabbeinu Shem told us, sorry? How? Oh, that's the next line of Ben Bechaya. Says the Ben Bechaya, that's why when it came to counting Klal Yisrael, he said that's the Ben Bechaya Pash Kisiso. What's Kisiso about counting Klal Yisrael? Says the Ben Bechaya, that's why, which is a Chiddush, he said that's why the Torah was Mitzaveh, don't count Yidin Legulgaloisom, Elo Bishkolim, that is kept his word, which needs a bit of a Hezbah, Kadesh Tetia Brocha Chola Lehem Beribu Zarom, in order that Klal Yisrael should be Zoicha to the brocha of increasing, Bernes Mister, and Shminoah and Horror, and by giving the Matzah Shekel, he says, you haven't interfered with the brocha, which needs a Hezbah. Lechoy, if they give them Matzah Shekel, you've counted them indirectly, but you have counted them. And you know the amount. So what does it mean? I think Pshat HaBein HaMechai is, and welcome to the other Pshatim, I think Pshat HaBein HaMechai is, when you give Shkolim, you're unlikely that you know the exact amount. Because there's always people who made it, didn't manage to do the shkolim. There's all mishnayis in Misek the shkolim. People, the shkolim got lost on the way. They sent it through shliach and they didn't manage. With shkolim, you won't have the exact amount. In the time of the Torah, it was the exact amount, I mean, at least to the 50s, but you won't get the exact amount. So he says, if you're going to count them one by one, you're going to interfere with the brocha. By sending the shkolim, you won't interfere with the brocha. It will remain begedah somna. So you see in Rabbeinu Bechaya. So that's the reason why we count with shkolim, in order not to interfere with the brocha. But if you count them actually person by person, that will take away the somma min ha'ayin, and that will take away the brocha. The Toras Chaim actually says a different pshat. The Toras Chaim in Bava Basra, he says, the main problem is ayin hara. The main problem is ayin hara. That's what interferes with brocha. He takes on the other mandom in the Gemara. The main problem, or like mashal, both mandom will work with ayin hara. And the Toras Chaim is very interesting. The Toras Chaim says, ayin hara is not just a inyan of jealousy. It's actually a metzias. Ayin hara is actually a koyach which comes out of a person who's got ayin hara and actually affects the person. It's a metzias, as if the rays of ayin hara are a metzias which cause damage to a person, which cause interference to the brocha taking place. So the Toras Chaim says, for that reason, there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says about Basa, fish are not included ayin hara. That's one of the reasons why we have fish in Rosh Hashanah. Fish are not under ayin hara. Ein ayin shaletzes boy Yosef's shaved Yosef was compared to fish. Why not? So the Toras Chaim, not because you can't see him. You can see fish. But they're in the water. These are mafsik. There's a dama mat which protects them against the physical effects, the mitzvah effects of ayin hara. There's a dava mafsik. Says the Toras Chaim, that's why counting klal yisrael through shkolim, not through seeing them. If you see them, the ayin hara will penetrate. But if you count the shkolim, so the ayin hara may go on the shkolim, won't go on the Eden. As I said, Toras Chaim, that's how counting shkolim takes away the problems of the somen ayin. Over the Beinu Bechayel, and stiffly Beinu Bechayel, it remains a dover somen ayin even through counting shkolim, only through counting personally, which is more precise. That is what is takes away the somen min ayin. Perhaps we can add a ha'ora, it was a thought. The covered, we are getting closer to Rosh Hashanah. We see that the anhog of the Rabbi Yisham, it's a constant anhog. It's actually a chizuk to us. The Rabbi Yisham is constantly doing nisim for us. And Kozman is Somim and Ayin. The way the Boshe looks after us is by giving us Nisim the Storm called Yom HaZabein B'chayiz Loshem. And that's why he increases any Somim and Ayin. And so much so, the Al-Sheikh says, if somebody says, nah, I don't feel comfortable to make this tefillah. I don't feel comfortable to say this brocha. Nesps, unlikely, says the Al-Sheikh, he's a koifer bashkochas Hashem. If somebody thinks, I'm going to be machmir, I don't feel comfortable with this sort of tefillah and the brocha, the kriya zeh, who am I? He's a koifer to Hashem. No, no, no. This is halacha psukah. This is shulchan aruch. This is correct. He must go around with this understanding Hashem sent brocha. And Rav Chaim Shalevitz says, every single Eid, there's no difference. It doesn't say, it's for every single Eid. That's how the Baruch looks after Klal Yisrael, sending Nisim Sdom Kol Yom. Any Dovah Sheh Somim and Ayin is a recipient for Brocha. So maybe we can hope, and maybe we can suggest, maybe it's not just with Gashmi Stikas stocks. Maybe it's not just stocks of Gashmi Stikas Choyer. Maybe with stocks of Ruchnis, we can also try and benefit from this and hog of the Rabbi initially. Like if a person fills up a goyren with tvua, he throws, he puts in so much he can't keep count. If a person's got stocks of mitzvahs and he doesn't keep count his mitzvahs, it's not as if he just does two mitzvahs per day when he knows exactly how many good deeds he's done per day. If a person does mitzvahs and he fills up his stocks in a way that he can't keep count of his mitzvahs, he's got stocks of mitzvahs. Maybe we can also be misspelled. You've told us in the Pasuk, you've told us in Shulchan Aruch, that any stock of uncounted schoira gets an increase. So maybe in our stocks and mitzvahs we can also be madama for such an increase. If we got stocks and mitzvahs, we don't know what we do mitzvahs regularly, we're constantly doing as much as we can that we can't keep count of our mitzvahs, maybe we can be down to the Rabbi Hashem. Please, Rabbi Hashem, send an increase. You always send an increase to uncounted stocks. So like you do it to my Gashmistik stocks, maybe you do it to my Ruchistik stocks. And if that's correct, it's just a thought, it would make a new hesbah. Everybody asks the Kasha. When it comes to Leir Rosh Hashanah, we put out our simonim on the table, we put out our carrots, our meron, we put out our pomegranates. What type of tefillah is that? Shivu, our schus should increase. Well, if you want to increase the schusim, do more mitzvahs. What are you asking Hashem to increase your schusim for? You increase it. It's up to you to do it. Because Feinu was safe as a chuy as well. Do something about it. You want to be written safe as a chuy. Make sure you've got enough schus to qualify to be inscribed as safe as a chuy. Well, there's many answers to the kasha, but it's a well-known kasha. What exactly would be misfalim? With this Gemara, we can suggest another answer. Yes, with tefillah, if it's Soma Menayim, we can perhaps be misfiled. Hashem, this is your Hoga. This is how you look after us. You know we can't manage on our own. That's why you send us Brocha the whole time. That's why you send us Nissan Astronomical all the time. You know we can't manage without your Brocha. We know we need it. So therefore, that's why, that's how you look after us. That's how you make sure that we can survive with this Brocha. Maybe by Schuss we do the same thing. You're also with filler. Only nothing works without filler. Nothing grows without filler that we see in Shaitan. Nothing works without tefillah. So maybe this is the same type of tefillah. The tefillah Yivzer Chaseinu is the same sort of tefillah as the Gemara says, the Gabbai Dekri. We ask the Rabbi to send Broch Bikri Zeh, send our Broch. It's not exactly the same, but it's Ken Zayin. It's definitely A. Ashena Hargosha, maybe it's Emes, that with that it's Shant the tefillah. She Yivzer Chaseinu, please Hashem, send a Broch. You go on Yon Hoga of increasing, as long as we make sure some of the iron, as long as we do our best, that we do as much mitzvah that we can't keep count of our mitzvah. You Hashem, do your part and you increase. There are other ways. I'm not saying to replace other avodas. I'm just saying to add extra brocha. A person has to make a cheshen. A person can't just rely on that and therefore do things. The cheshen and nefesh is not so much on the mitzvahs. The main cheshen and nefesh is on the person's wrongdoings. There you have to make calculations on that. That's what the main cheshen and nefesh is. There's plenty of things you have to make cheshen for. Avada, there are other terutzim. How could a person give zuchsin? How are we supposed to increase our assets in mitzvahs? What exactly is give zuchsin? There are other ways as well. I'm just suggesting one suggestion. Maybe it can help as well. Nothing can't do any harm. A tefillah can always work. We can try. There are other ways of increasing our zuchsin. As we know, the Gemara says the zakas rabim is tremendous. The power of that sort of mitzvahs. The Gemara says, it's impossible to measure the power and the strength of somebody's mezakas harabim. Reb Chaim Shalevitz explains, the problem with our mitzvahs is, Chaim Shalevitz says, the musa and the longdus goes together, how powerful are our mitzvahs is how much we are makshiv our mitzvahs. The strength of our mitzvahs, the power of our mitzvahs, the schar of our mitzvahs, the schuz of our mitzvahs, is how much we are makshiv our mitzvahs. If we are not makshiv our mitzvahs much, we're prepared to trade our mitzvahs for a very cheap exchange, for a very cheap price, that interferes with the price of our mitzvahs. As the Chaim Shalevitz said, Esav was prepared to exchange his bechorah for a plate of lentil soup. Was it chal? How did it work? Bittul mekach, more than a sixth? He said, no. He wasn't much of bechorah more than a plate of lentil soup, so that's how much it's worth, and he got the correct price for it. So the Chaim Shalevitz, it's a very frightening thought. A person, he is the one who decides how powerful his mitzvahs are, and therefore the strength of his mitzvahs, says Reb Chaim Shalevitz. If your mezakis are rabim, it's a different cheshbon totally. If I'm mezakis and not mitzvahs, there's nobody who can price that mitzvah, because I can't price a mitzvah because you're doing that mitzvah, not me. You can't price a mitzvah because we're talking about my chedek mezakis rabim. There's nobody who's got the full right to price it. Then says Reb Chaim Shalevitz, do you know what the price of mitzvah is? The true price. Then you get the true value of the mitzvah. The true value of a mitzvah, which is infinite value, the true value comes about when you're mezakis rabim. So therefore, that's another way of givers who say, if we Mezakis Rabim. So then the Rebbeinu Shem often gives us examples of ways of being Mezakis Rabim. The Rebbeinu Shem gives us opportunity Mezakis Rabim. So that's a way our mitzvahs increase, because if we're Mezakis Rabim, it can be infinite amount how much we're Mezak other people. There's loads and loads of stories. A person unknowingly does something in he's misnayed in the Derech Yishoro. It can have a tremendous effect on somebody else, and that person can improve his ways, and all that's on my head. So that's all part of Yibus Hussein. We ask the Rebbe Shem, put in our path, give us opportunities to inspire other people, to help other people improve their ways, to help other people increase their Torah mitzvahs. So then, that is my schus. So that's one of the examples which they give. What we're Mespalim, Hashem should give us opportunities that we're Mezaka others, and that's how our schuyos increase. It's the Chofetz Chaim's Yahrzeit today, so it's important, it's perhaps fitting to mention the Chofetz Chaim's got another way of discussing how a person can have an automatic increase of mitzvahs. It's not something we should done for, Chas v'Shalom, but it's something, if one does come one way, one can know it's a tremendous investment. If unfortunately a person is a recipient that somebody spoke Lashon Hara about him, if somebody spoke Lashon Hara, said bad about you, and you heard that somebody said bad about you, the Chofetz Chaim brings the famous Chayos of Ovis. The Chayos of Ovis brings the Chosid Echad, who once sent a present to his friend, said, "I'm sending you this present in recognition of the tremendous present you've given me. I heard you spoke about me, so thank you for all your mitzvahs, which are now credited to my account." That's what he said. Some are joking this. And the Magid told the Beis Yosef that it's emes. It's 100% true that if somebody unfortunately says bad about somebody else, the recipient receives, the recipient of the one who's spoken about receives the other person's mitzvahs, and the one who spoke receives Yenaveh's. And the Chofetz Chaim goes as far as to say that could be the minig that we all say a posuk in the end of Shemini Esrei before Yehi Ratzon is brought down a skula b'shem with the shlo. It's not actually the shlo. It's another sefer, because a person may forget his name Yom Adin. So the Chofetz Chaim, why should a person forget his name Adin? I mean, we don't like to forget that name. We strange things to forget. So the Chofetz Chaim, when we get up to our Yom Adin after Meir Esrei, so then we're going to find an interesting list of accounts that a person, if a person is a recipient, Losha said about him, he's going to find loads of books about mitzvahs, all credit his account. Well, that's not me, it's got a different name on it. And Faked, the Mesapa Loshon Hara, we'll find a whole list of accounts of Aveiros on his list. So, well, that's not me. This baby, that's my name. He'll get so confused, he may talk and forget his name. So therefore, this same apostle is poshut. It seems to Indian that you shouldn't forget your name. So the Chofetz Chaim is important to remember that it's a dangerous tool, Lashon Hara, and therefore mitzvahs can move around and again. So that's not something about to be mispal Yibzuch Sein and Chas v'Sholem. But there are many ways that a person can get an increase in his mitzvahs, and therefore our tefillahs are, in the good ways at least, Sheyibzuch Sein, that Hashem should be marva mitzvahs, and the mitzvah Hashem, if we are keep our mitzvah taka somum in ayin, and hopefully, and when mispalish Yibzuch Sein, we'll taka be zoicha, that we'll taka near the mitzvahs karimoin, and we'll all be zoicha to ksiv simatayim.
Okay, so you've not been with Kabbalah that the fellow spoke about. Just in case.